And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Captain Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk is here, along with Doug Kern, Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're going to be talking this crazy bluefin fishing, and it gets no fresher information than Dave. He stepped literally right off of the Tomahawk and came right into the studios here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Pete Grace up in Alaska at our beautiful Katmai Lodge trip and having a great time, and we'll look forward to hearing from him hopefully next week with a report. But you got Corey and I. Stay tuned. It's going to be a great one. You're listening in the Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bite. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're going to have a fun show. The weather's heating up. Fishing is going, and Dave steps in with his boots on, right?
Dude, fishing is definitely going. You know, I joke, I'm like, well, Dave, there's no having to ask. You clearly stepped off the boat, like you said. I mean, it was boots on straight into the world headquarters here. Let's Talk Hookup. But yeah, it's going to be a great show. Speaking of, good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're very stoked to have you here. Man, what kind of a little different start to the season it was, but then once that funky weather, not cold, foggy, windy all the time, but once that blew through and our summer got here, boy, that fishing sure started rolling along, and
yeah,
you guys have been taking full advantage.
Oh, absolutely. It definitely started slow, Bell, and I feel like, just obviously, as we're all seeing it, everything's on a later note. So, God, the grade is there, fun seeing it. This last trip, it was just nonstop fish.
That's
definitely
rad.
More fish than previous trips, and you know, that's just part of the game of the one thing we can't control. We did catch a good amount, but you know, I can't control if they bite and or the weather, so definitely trying to make it happen. But everything's going well. Definitely stoked to get back out there again and get some redemption here on these things.
That's one of the things that's been fun is we finally have that multiple things at play, whether you're going to go target big ones, whether you're going to go target numbers, whether you're going to go do some variety, whether you're going to mix some yellowtail in. And, like, you know, there's a decision to be made by a guy like you when he's pointing the boat away. And nice to have a few things at play, especially depending on what kind of group, you know, what your group wants to go do or what the best opportunity is to make a catch for all your passengers.
Yeah, exactly. That's having options for sure. But having that small grade available and then, you know, being able to trophy hunt definitely gets you the best of both worlds. You know, in the perfect world, I'd like to start with small ones, get everyone acclimated, fishing, tangles out of the way, and then end with the trophies. But definitely fish it how it comes.
Yeah, for sure. So you just stepped off the boat. Tell us how it went. How's the last trip? What's the fishing like? What have you been seeing now that we're into the you know, the season really rolling here?
Yeah, this last trip, you know, prior to this last trip, we really didn't see this foamer stuff, but we started seeing this foamer stuff, and, you know, kind of caught us all with live bait rigs, but, you know, definitely didn't have as many poppers and you know, surface irons or something of the sort. So it kind of pretty much caught us by surprise, but definitely, definitely visual entertainment. Not every spot bit, but at least seeing it kind of paints the picture of, okay, we're in the right place. Mm-hmm. We just got to keep attacking them, but definitely had some good chances at some nicer grade. And it was kind of nice because the smaller grade wasn't too far away. So daytime, mess with the small stuff and pretty much place yourself accordingly to get that nighttime deal. But, again, it's still majority of that fish is nighttime.
How does it react differently when you're, you know, for you as the driver, you know, nighttime versus daytime? And can you make a nighttime school stick to the boat? I mean, daytime fish, you have bait and hook fish and all the other things going, and it, you know, I have no idea, you know, just being the passenger side of it, we all look at the wheelhouse and, you know, it's either biting real good or it's not. But, you know, how is it different when you approach a school in the day versus the night? And, you know,
having that chum, or, you know, daytime we always chum,
whether, sure,
you know, any type of spot, keeping that fish there, keeping it on you. But nighttime, it's tough. I feel like, you know, even in my experience, some of the longer drifts, I mean, if you get an hour drift, that's, you know, that's quite something.
Yeah.
And it just comes down to the fish you hook and keeping them hooked.
Sure.
It's that, you know, same logic, whether it's daytime or nighttime. If you start losing them, you know, that's when you pretty much lose the school. But, you know, pulling a hook, there's, you know, not much you can do on that.
Yeah.
It's like controlling what we have control of, drags, knots, okay, but, you know, pulling hooks, we start losing them, then that school kind of goes with it. But definitely having that chum daytime to keep them near, it's huge.
Does the activity in the dark make any difference? Meaning, like, if you have, you know, if you have all of your 20 passengers fishing at the same time versus only having two or three guys up because it was a slow night and the fish didn't really want to bite until 2 or 3 a.m.? Like,
oh, it's a big factor.
It is, okay.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I know even this last trip, on our first night, towards the end, you know, come 3 a.m., it's understandable. Everyone's
sure
fading off, whether they're laying in the galley or fading off. And it's like, man, some of the best stop of the night, at least for fish volume, you know, we only had three guys up, or at least three guys in the water quick. And it was like, you know, could have played out
right
better if we had that full.
You had 20 guys in the water, yeah, yeah. You know, like, who's to say? Does everybody hang one?
It's a toughie because it's, you know, even throughout the day, we were seeing fish all throughout the day. So, of course, you want to be up for that. You know, here I am saying, hey, make sure you squeeze in the net. But it's, you know, kind of hard to do so when we're stopping and going. So, definitely caught up to us.
And that's the thing, you know, I mean, we all know, you know, Corey, it's a nighttime thing right now, but you you kind of got to plan accordingly, you know. I mean, you got to get your sleep where it makes sense, and you know, nobody can stay up all the time unless they're Dave, who somehow manages to do trip after trip. But
sugar-free Red Bulls, man. Should be sponsored by them.
But yeah, I mean, if they're better ones biting at night, as an angler, you want to be there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You want to still be in the game.
It's almost like you start seeing the writing on the wall of, you know, of course we would love for these things to bite during the day, but it was definitely, you know, watching, you know, more than catching at least.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just day by day. Yesterday was yesterday.
Sure.
Today's today. So all that fish we saw during the day might be biting every time today. But, yeah, definitely seeing that bigger, more consistent grade during the night.
Okay.
So.
And, you know, you've seen a lot of success. You've seen a lot of failures. What's the what's the appropriate gear for taking advantage of fish at night? Like what your last trip was. You had a tremendous trip that you just came back from, bunch of big ones. How does gear play into it? You know, how does the wrong gear, you know, become detriment? Like, what's the appropriate tackle for a guy to be taking if he's coming on board the Tomahawk?
Yeah, I feel like this 80-100 pound, we kind of steered more towards the 100 pound just for the sake of, you know, seeing some of those mid-hundreds, you know, high-hundreds in the mix. But that gear is crucial. I mean, for the sake of you hook them on the wrong gear, you're going to fight them for a half hour longer. And that half hour of fighting that fish could have been the difference of you getting the boat moving and finding a school that could bite even better.
That's
so that gear is huge. You're right. It's definitely an important part. So adequate rail rod and you know, there's so many good reels out there, whether it's Pan, Shimano, Talica, Daiwa. Mm-hmm. But just having that adequate gear. For
heavy.
Sure. Two-speed, heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy. Just for, you know, yeah, there's big ones around. Let's make sure we're dropping the good stuff, you know.
Does fishing lighter make any difference in the dark? Or is it just no reason to, you know, in the dark, the fish is going to drop its guard, give them the heaviest? Like, what's your thought on that kind of stuff?
God, I feel like, I don't know, if I had to, for sure, you want to have majority spectra in the water when you're dropping this stuff. But, God, I feel like not so much. You know, it's if you're fishing 100 pound with like a 200 pound leader, you know, 2 feet long above your jig to a swivel, I feel like that's an ideal prime. Yeah,
cool.
It's definitely prime. But I definitely have a majority spectra in the water just for the sake of sinking fast, less drag, less mono. But 100 pound top shot, 20 foot, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Perfect.
Yeah,
I like
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. I like it. Well, you've had a great season thus far, and things are certainly rolling and well-deserved, because I know that, you know, we had a lot of fun talking with you last time on here, and it was before the season got rolling. And now, how is it? You know, give us a little rundown of how things have gone with the Tomahawk. You guys put a tremendous amount of work into the boat and a lot of new upgrades. And, you know, for the guys that haven't been on board the boat before, give us a little rundown of what you guys did to it and how she's going and, you know, how all your hard work's been paying off.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what this winter was doing stuff that pretty much, you know, passengers coming aboard can't see. The mechanics, pumps, plumbing, brand new generator, rebuilt the mains. So getting that foundation right, that's pretty much what we conquered this past year. So next year is going to be more of the visual, the galley, kind of get everything right. Because, you know, people come on the boat, we want them to enjoy themselves, have, you know, good surroundings, nice, you know, whatever it's kitchen stuff, or pretty much just get everything clean and right. And that's what I'm looking forward to doing, too. But as for, God, fishing-wise is one thing. Obviously, we can't control that. But when people come on the Tomahawk, it's what I do every seminar is I give them, you know, the brief rundown of my history in the industry and, you know, how the Tomahawk came about, and pretty much applying the last 10 years of my life, what I learned on long-range boats, trying to apply it to the short-range boats. So I feel like, you know, fish care, fish handling, customer service is just, you know, something that you get good at over the years, and that's what I'm trying to apply.
With all this big fish that's around right now, going on a day and a half or a two and a half on the Tomahawk, it's literally like if you could just take a 2 days out of the middle of a 15-day, and that's what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Big fish fishing. You guys run a long-range style operation in a short amount of time. The other thing that's so cool about the Tomahawk is it's just big everywhere.
It
I mean, the bunks are big.
Well, you mentioned that, but who was it built for?
Yeah,
originally?
I mean, it was Dart's boat.
Right,
you know? Like
exactly.
It was built for a tall, big guy to be able to operate in and stand up in the galley and lay down in the bunks.
Yeah.
And the bunks are all really big, and the distance from the railing to the house is big, and two guys can pass shoulder to shoulder, and you're not. It's just a big platform.
It is.
It's so comfy.
AC's working well. Nice. That's a win-win for sure.
And you mentioned 10 years on the long range. What boats were you?
Mainly on the American Angler. Once I had my son, you know, kind of wanted to be home more, so I was pretty much the long-range fill-in guy. So the Independence, the Rooster, the World Star, and pretty much was able to pick my schedule and bounce from boat to boat, and it just worked out well because you figure, thinking back, it's like, okay, well, you got to learn from some of the greats.
Yeah, totally.
Obviously, when I was there, I wasn't thinking like, oh, I'm going to pay attention because I want to own a sport boat, but how it played out, you just pick up things. You pick up the good things, you know. Put your twist on it, and there you go.
And then you catch the eye of the business partners, right?
That was it.
I know when the Tomahawk came about, like, Yeah, that was a quick thing. Like those guys very quickly tried to snatch Dave up. You know, like I know exactly who needs to go up, be behind the wheel of this thing, and it's just perfect. I mean, it's a perfect fit. You know, instantly you are such the right fit, and we hear about it. You know, on our side in the tackle store and the ticket office all the time, like how much guys really like fishing with you in that boat.
That means a lot.
Yeah,
means a lot. Because that's one thing I try to do even throughout the trip is just, you know, whether it's on the PA or when I'm down on deck and just keeping everyone in the loop. I feel like that matters.
Sure.
Definitely.
And I mean, big fish fishing like we're into right now and you guys, you know, it's part of your specialty. It requires a little bit more. I mean, you know, you can hook a 25-pound tuna and make a lot of mistakes and that fish can still come over the rail.
Yeah.
But, you know, when that fish is 125 pounds, it takes doing a lot of things right. And
well, they could do what they want when they want. they got the size to do it.
And you've got a great crew. And that's one thing, too, that, you know, I'm sure is intimidating for anybody that, you know, with a big fish. But, you know, that's one of the things of going on board the Tomahawk, too, is that, you know, the second you come tight, there's somebody at your side about the whole trip kind of coaching you through the process.
Absolutely.
You know, put your left arm here and turn the handle like this and, you know, maintain the reel so you're not fighting the tackle because big fish tackle is harder to fish with.
It is.
It's big and it's cumbersome and, you know, the reels weigh a lot more and just being so comfortable makes a big difference. And, again, your background is just so perfect for getting to do this for this style of trip.
I mean, you say the Red Rooster, the Royal Star, the American Angler, learn from the best,
you
man.
You got to. And that's why I praise that basically the whole way it came about, man. And, yeah, it felt good that, you know, Frank and Tim noticed it. You know, it's definitely a good feeling.
So you mentioned the 10 years in that arena. Where were your roots? Where did you grow up?
I started fishing in Marina Del Rey. Grandma would take me to the half-day boat. Back then it was the old New Del Mar, which is the Spitfire now, would take me on, you know, half-day trip. I did good in school. I got to fish that weekend.
That's pretty much
that thing. And then came down here and started working on the overnight albacore boats out of Seaforth. Did that, learned what I learned, and worked with JJ on the Apollo. The last couple of years he owned it, and then I went to the American Angler.
Seems like all good roots started.
Yeah. Funny how it works.
No doubt about that. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going for you today. So stoked, and we all get to give Doug a hard time as he's on his way in. Right now, it's actually perfect because I know Corey, you and Brandon from the Tackle Store are doing the show next week, and we have Brandon in the studio with us, kind of hanging out too. So we can, you know, if we really have a hardcore tackle question, we could always throw him behind the microphone too. So
I agree with you 100%.
Going to be a fun one today.
We're going to have a great time, man. Dave just coming in and an awesome guest being from the Tomahawk. And we're going to have a great time. You want to join us, got some questions, want to throw something at them, give us a text or give us a call. So 213-432-1090. That's a telephone number. I'll give it to you again. 213-432-1090. There's one open line right now. It's all yours. Or you can text us via the app. Only done through the app. It's a free download. And on top of that, it's a super fun way to listen to the shows. I know a lot of people do it. I do it myself. It's the way, if I'm not here out of town, I'll listen to it while I'm working. It's really easy. It's fun. It's a free way to do it. And there's nothing extra that comes with it. It's just a...
Yep, no BS. You're not getting any spam thing. It's just a easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can listen on your drive home. And, like you said, Corey, it's the only way that you can send your text in, only way that you can send your questions in to the show today.
And we're going to give away a really cool prize today, Rick.
Yeah, you're not kidding. We're doing a trip on board the Tomahawk. Yeah. You're going to get to go fishing with Dave on a day-and-a-half trip coming up this year. So an awesome, awesome opportunity for somebody to get on it. We're going to be talking Tomahawk all day. And if you want a piece of that long-range style action, big bunks, great food, great accommodations, and getting to go fishing with Dave, a day-and-a-half trip for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. And, Corey, give them the rundown on how that's going to go between the callers and the texters.
Hey, it's very simple, man. Dave's going to get the coin right here. We'll give you a sound effect right there. Dave's going to flip a coin at the end of the show. Again, give us a shout. 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. We're going to have Dave flip the coin at the end of the show. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors, it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho A&M. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pondas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancholandAero.com. It's unique.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fastlane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
All right, welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun, and like you said, having Brandon side saddle in here and checking it all out, right, for next weekend.
I get to tell the story now, yeah. And I get to tell it because he's not here, so he can't even defend himself.
Right.
But I have been doing the radio show with Doug for, I don't even like to say it, like, I think this is my 25th or 26th or 27th year doing it with him.
A long time.
You know, I started working at the tackle store as like a high school summertime job before I could drive or anything like that. And it was because I used to answer the phones for Let's Talk Hookup when I was 13. And Doug was a guest one day, and I get to see it now all the time. Like, anytime we see a young guy like that that's really into fishing, we're always trying to recruit him. Like, hey, your first summertime job should be in the tackle store. Well, that was me, you know, so I've known Doug forever. And Doug has been doing this show forever and knows it so well, and he's such a part of Let's Talk Hookup. Well, Doug prides himself on knowing exactly how long it takes to get from his house to the landing to Marvelous Muffins to go get a tea to then back here.
Rick, I can tell you from being here.
Oh, we joke about it all the time.
He's here with 60 seconds before the show.
Doug is never here more than 5 minutes, but also never late. You know what I mean? So you don't ever think about it. You don't ever call. You don't check up on him. Doug is like the most punctual person all the time, and it finally happened. And like, you know, we're all in here before the show, and we're kind of BSing. We're having a good time. It's like, where's Doug? Like, oh, he's getting his tea. Don't worry about it. He'll be here in a few minutes. It's all good. This is what he does. And, like, all of a sudden, like, man, I think it might have happened. And we got to send Doug a text, and he goes, well, it finally happened. 28 years later, he goes, I'm on my way.
You know what? The fishing is so busy. The landing is busy. The tackle shop's out of control. It's acceptable.
It's
all right, Doug.
Yeah, we're having a good time. That's what I said. Man. We got it, man. Hang out. Hey. Hang out. Enjoy your tea at home and listen to some Let's Talk Hookup, man.
Having Dave Abraham in here from the Tomahawk is so cool. And giving away a day and a half trip, right? Having him. You want to join us, 213-432-1090 or text us via the app.
You got it, man. Well, we're going to start off with one of those great texts that came through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's from John from Rancho San Diego. has a great show already this morning, you guys. I can't wait to fish on board the Tomahawk. Dave, I'm wondering if you could give me a little bit of information. I'm planning on riding the boat later this month. Are there any bunks that are more desirable than another? Also, can we reserve a specific bunk when we book the trip through the landing? And lastly, do you have any comments about the cook or the galley? I can't wait to come fishing with you. That's from John in Rancho San Diego.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, I just pretty much started noticing that, yes, it is an option. The landing mentioned that they are definitely accepting, you know, hey, if you prefer a bunk. But they have that list on there, and it's I have to confirm with the website because that would be a good note, have the bunk list or at least bunk options so you can pick. So when you do book now, it's like, hey, I want, you know, M or W because it's all alphabetical.
If you've got a favorite bunk.
Exactly.
When your deposit is in, That's when you get to reserve a bunk, if you will.
Exactly, and that'd probably be the smart way because, I mean, it's, you know, the bottoms are nice, but, hey, there might be a middle you prefer or need a plug or, you know, something like that. So, yeah, that is an option. I know the landing started doing that to where when you call in, reserve a trip, definitely pick your bunk.
So even if you book on the website, you could then just call down to the landing and talk to Carl or talk to any one of the guys.
Exactly.
Just say, hey, man, I just booked on the Tomahawk. I'm going. You know, it's you know, my trip's July 25th. I want to reserve, you know, bunk M.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Cool.
Exactly. And, like Rick said, like you said, I mean, all the bunks are wide, super nice. AC is pumping, so I definitely enjoy that side of it. For the cooking, for the meals, what we have been doing too is, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, morning snack, afternoon snack. But pretty much trying to do these meal plans so it's just a less.
You just glossed over a full, you know, I mean, that's a really cool thing. Like breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks in between. I mean, that really is. It's the middle of a long range trip.
You took
days 2 and 3 out of a 5 day and put it on a day and a half trip.
Yeah. And it just goes a long way. You know, it's trying to steer away from the basic, you know, basic meals and just, you know, putting a little more effort in it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's, you know, even for us, the crew appreciates it, you know. Most importantly, the passengers, but the crew appreciates it too because, you know, you can only eat the same meal so much. So definitely putting a twist on it. We have a young, you know, hungry cook who's always trying to put good meals on it and definitely praising it for sure.
What are some of the favorites that he's kicked out that you guys do, you know, whether it be a lunch that you're like, man, that's not the same. Not that there's anything wrong with the boat cheeseburger. That's one of the best things ever. But, like,
right?
what are some of the things that you've like, you know, kind of nodded your hat to your chef for kicking out for the boat?
That's a toughie because he puts this twist on it. I don't know where he gets his flavor or his secret. But he's been doing this biscuits and gravy. But I don't know what twist he puts on it. But this is the most delicious biscuits and gravy, especially after an all-night affair.
Oh, man, I'll bet.
And his lunch is, whether it's carnitas, but he does, the way he cooks his carnitas is just delicious.
That's awesome.
So I enjoy that carnitas plate for sure because, you know, you get the tacos, you get the good, you know, Mexican Spanish rice.
Oh,
you know,
man.
He definitely puts the effort and you'll see it.
That's huge.
On. Yeah.
That's a big part of it too. You know, I mean, there's only so many things you can control and, there's a lot of things in your world that you can't, but that's one that you certainly
can. Exactly.
Cool.
Again, you know, having control over things we have control over.
It's one of the things that's really going to continue to separate you guys from a lot of other operations. And, you know, this is your first year with the boat under your ownership and your tutelage. And it takes guys riding with you and seeing the difference and, you know, hearing about all these things and then jumping on the boat. But it's like we're watching the blueprint of this boat, you know, on its way to the, you know, to another level.
That's definitely the first edition for sure.
Yeah, it's really cool. We're stoked about it. Well, Corey, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about John? Start us out. John from Escondido. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Ricky, Dave. My question, I'm on a 3-day trip with you in September, and I fished on the boat before. I've never had the opportunity to fish with you. Heard nothing but great things about you, so I can't wait to fish. My two questions are flying the kite. Do we bring our own gear? And how do you like the get rigged up? But treble hooks, double treble. And trolling. Do you like trolling the Mad Maxes, cedar plugs? And thank you for taking over the boat. And I can't wait to fish with you.
Yeah, looking forward to having you. For the kite, if you did have a setup you wanted to bring to use when your turn's up, absolutely. But we do have the spread of big gear, whether it's 30 wides, 50 wides. And as for the flyers, we are pretty stocked up on those flying fish right now. Obviously, always looking to get some more. But the flying fish, we rig up with the 7691 J-hook, and then we have that little stinger treble hook. I feel like that's pretty much the go-to for that, at least for the kite side of it. And, again, it's if we're seeing big grade, we're using that flying fish rig, and we're seeing the smaller 40 to 60-pound grade, even 80-pound grade, we'll do that double treble. But, yeah, we have all the gear on board, two big helium tanks, six kites. I must have rigged about 25 kite leaders just to make sure, because it's, you know,
it's getting
in the
middle
of the trip, you run out of a leader, it's like, oh, man, I've got to, you know, bust the crimp kit out and do all that. So we are locked and loaded on the kite setup. And as for trolling, we have been trolling a lot. It's kind of one of those things, if we're driving around, it does not hurt to have a trolling rod in each corner.
Yeah, just pick one off.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny you say the Mad Max. I think that's literally what we have tied on, a Mad Mac and a cedar plug, because it's, you know, the grade. We're in the zone with the bigger ones, even the medium grade. We'll troll the Mad Max, but it's definitely smaller grade. We'll put the cedar plug out. So, it's, yeah, you pinpointed that pretty well.
Now, what about, you know, with the kite fishing and, you know, that opportunity, how do you handle, like, the rotations of it and, you know, open party versus a charter? Like, is it just done by your number, or how does things go when you guys are targeting big ones from the kite?
Lately, since it's been these two-day trips where, you know, Santa long range, but we started number one, and, you know, having that duration of trip, longer trip, you can pretty much get through the whole full rotation. So lately we've been doing kind of a put everyone's tag number inside a Ziploc, gallon Ziploc, shake it, and doing that whole equal opportunity, you know. Just for the sake of, you know, we might only get through four people if we were to do one through four. So we do that whole kind of, I guess, call it a raffle.
Uh-huh.
Pluck a number out and just gives everyone the equal chance.
That's a fair way to do it, right? And number 22 still believes he's got a chance.
Might get it, exactly.
Yeah, right.
3-day trip, I mean, it's every trip's different. Every trip's different. But for the shorter trips, we do the raffle. But I could see on a 3-day we do the start at number one. It's just kind of, you know, trip by trip.
Depends. Sure.
Depends how soon we fish the kite early on in the trip.
Now, say you are having that opportunity and you guys are set up on some big fish and you are flying the kite out there, what's the best thing for an angler to be doing that's not on board the kite? Like, what's the best way, do you think, to get a bite other than that? Are you sinker rig fishing? Are you fly line starting fishing?
Sinker rig has definitely been taking the gold on that one. And there's those couple of different ways, whether it's that drop shot, you know, where you basically do the breakaway torpedo sinker, or you still do the rubber band inline. Mm-hmm. So, again, we sinkers on board, rubber bands on board, but it doesn't hurt to come with a handful, because when it gets hot and heavy, you lose some sinkers. So stocking up there before you leave on the trip, that's huge.
And how is Dave attaching your sinker? Like, you're up to the rail, you're up to the bat, put yourself in the passenger position. Like, how are you going to fish your sinker rig?
Knowing
that they're both good, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Oh,
like, that doesn't mean that you say one's good, the other's bad. But
two
what's Dave's rig like?
Two different situations when I apply either or. And it's, if I'm marking fish steady swimming through the boat, the drop shot way is the go-to.
Okay,
you got the depth, you see it, you drop down to them. But if it's scattered stuff, if you hear me saying it's scattered around us on the sonar, not under us right this second, that's when I fish the rubber band wave, because it kind of sails out a little bit. You can get the fish that you can't see on the machines, maybe the sonar, but you could get that fish that might be swimming around the boat versus under.
Okay.
So I feel like that drop shot, if you hear the captain saying, hey, they're swimming under us right now, that drop shot's the go-to.
It amazes me that thing gets bit like that.
Yeah,
man.
It does.
I would have never thought 10 years ago you could, you know, tie direct and your sinker direct to the hook and pin a bait on and actually get bit that way.
Yeah, definitely hooking the bait. That's a big one, too, is hooking the bait from under the chin coming out of the top of the nose. That's one thing you definitely want to make sure you not the normal horizontal through the nose, but
pin the mouth shut.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We've had a lifetime of Doug Kern coaching us that, you know, you got to have a bait looking good and swimming as freely as possible and looking the least obstructed as possible.
Speaking of which.
But then to have them straight in line on a drop shot style rig with a 16-ounce sinker, it just doesn't compute exactly the same.
I'm a firm believer in it, though. I definitely gets bit. So
that's awesome.
We'll keep using it.
Yeah. Well, Doug, we're certainly stoked to have Doug join us here this morning. A little late, but, you know, like you say, everybody likes to make a grand entrance, you know, and it's good to have you here, buddy.
I'm not normally fashionably late.
Well, you're fashionable, at least.
Along my drive in here, I was thinking I've done over 100 of these, and I had my – I was batting 1,000, and – finally made an error. So.
Hey, 900's still real good. You know, like if...
Well, yeah, not when it's today, though. I had to do the walk of shame up the stairs at Pizza Nova.
Well, it's certainly good to have you. And like you say, if there's ever a time that somebody gets it, we were all talking about how crazy things are right here. Dave was talking about it's trip after trip. There's so much bluefin fishing going on. The Tomahawk's so busy. And, you know, you being Doug Tackle Store, Doug Landing, Doug everything, it's been busy, man. You get a free pass. It's pretty crazy down here right now.
This has been about as good as I've seen, including some of these years behind us. We had the slowest start with the weather and couldn't get off the dock, and the fish were sluggish. And it was usually it's a skyrocket when it happens, and it was just more like a gradual ascent. But we finally reached 40,000 feet here, and we're catching them like crazy. So, and I enjoyed getting to listen to Dave actually on the radio. That was kind of a silver lining to this whole thing. If he's got that deep voice and he's articulate and he comes across good, so, you know, if the fishing thing doesn't work out, you might have a future in radio.
Well, we're having a great time. The phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to you. Another great text came through. So, good morning, guys. My question is for Doug and now Brandon. I'm on the wait list for a couple of full-day trips this week. What three rigs would you recommend as a full-day trip for right now? Also, is three setups enough for what we're going to bump into? That's from Ralph and Menifee.
Yeah, I'm going to say three is the absolute bare minimum. It depends on which three you might have. We also, have rental gear in every imaginable setup at the landing. We're doing a lot of night fishing, but then there's day fishing opportunities. We might have that, 20 to 60 pound stuff during the day. A lot of the stuff we're catching right now is that 50 to 100 pound and even up to 120. And then there's some legit big ones starting to come in. So, we'll start from the top down. Pretty obvious, easy one is some sort of a rail rod. You can fish your 100 pound. Two-speed reel. I mean, Talica 20 is what we always say is the standard issue, and then anything equivalent to that, something that is of high quality, using mostly Spectra. And I heard Dave, say the same exact thing, but it's true. You can't get a belly in your line, so you put a shorter top shot of fluorocarbon on there, and then when you go down to your next rig, it might be kind of a heavier sinker rig or even a heavier fly line rig, something that you can fish 60 or 80 pound test on. If we're going to use the Talica as kind of the standard, maybe a 16, something like that. You might even, a lot of guys will just bring two 20s for that scenario if they're going to have more than the three rigs. Then you go down to like your 40 pound bait outfit, something you can throw a current sniper, like, can't call it a Colt sniper anymore. It always stumbles me up.
I'm still going to say Colt sniper for the rest of my life. Sniper. I don't even care what's written on the package anymore.
The Colt gun company can come and give us a cease and desist.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't recommend going anything less than 30-pound test, but, I know guys are bringing just for their general fly line deal. Some guys are trying to do 25, and I'm going to just tell you now, we've heard all the horror stories. They're biting, 30, 40, 50-pound test, and the guy wants to get a bite. And so, he throws his 25 out there, and he, hooks a 50-pounder, and he fights it for 25 minutes, and it goes away. So, be mindful. That light line has its application, but this is probably not it. And then what I would recommend is anything that you have, something you can double up on, bring two rigs. Because maybe that, 60, 80 pound, you might want to do a heavy fly line, but you might want to also have a sinker tied on there. If you have a little catastrophe and get cut off with half your Spectra in the water, hopefully you've got another heavy 100 pound rig to put your knife jig on. So, three is the absolute minimum. Anything you can double up on, I absolutely would. And I would invite Dave to let me know if there's anything else that you're seeing that maybe a guy should bring that I didn't mention.
That was pretty on point. And that's actually this very last trip, seeing those foamers, maybe having something you can cast, whether it's a surface iron popper, something that's, 8, 9 foot, comfortable, something that you can know you definitely can cast and make it to that spot. That's on point. But I definitely agree with the whole, if you can double up, have it, because there is situations like that. You might get that one stop, and if you're caught with, you know, something happens. I mean, it's inevitable sometimes. You hook a handful of fish is going all over the place, you get tangled up, you lose half your spectra. Having that backup is huge.
Skiff fishing so much different than sport boat fishing if you're going to be throwing a lure at a fish if they're around. What's the right lure to, I mean, I'm sure it changes day to day on the tomahawk, but if you did have the right rod, you did have the right mindset, you're in the right spot on the boat, what's the best thing to tie on, you think, for a lure to get a bite right now with the current fishing that's going on?
God, it's probably one of those shiny, whether it's a flatfall or I guess the current, is that what, I didn't even
a cold sniper.
I'm using cold sniper.
Colt sniper has been a cold sniper forever, and then last year or the year before, the name had to change, and now they're called a current sniper.
Some other company decided that they own the name. Yeah, right.
Which is fine, but a dart style jig of any manufacturer.
Exactly.
I mean, we really like those Colt snipers. I mean, they're kind of the one that's got good hardware on them, but whether it be anything of that style, a dart style jig, that's what you like.
Exactly. I mean, there's foamers that stay up the whole time, and you can get a handful of casts, and those foamers where you pull up and they sink out. So that's when I would apply that cold snack or something
that
could sink.
The best reel for that for most people is going to be a Tranks 500. It holds enough line.
Premier.
You don't have to level wind it, so you can work. You know, have time to work your jig. They've got excellent drags, excellent cranking power. That's probably the premier jigging reel for this kind of thing, and especially some of the things you're throwing are lighter, like a stick bait or something like that. It throws those well. It does not have a two-speed, so this is, you know, school-sized fish, ideal for that.
And then lastly, for both you guys, it is, I mean, and it might vary from trip to trip or school to school, but when you fire that out there, are you burning it back to the boat? Are you letting the Colt sniper sink through them? Are you medium, like what do you do once you've let that thing loose and it hit the water?
I have the habit of when it hits the water, I'm fast winding, mm-hmm. especially if it's up and splashing. But I mean, if
you want to fire one of those things up and get a bite,
yeah, exactly. But I mean, lately, yesterday I was throwing the popper, the surface iron, and so it wasn't getting bit. So it's like, okay, well, what twist can I put? But then again, it's you start beating yourself up because sometimes they just don't want to bite.
Because they're not mode for it.
I'm a fast winder.
Okay.
It's hard for me to let it sink. I just want to cast and retrieve.
I like it.
And draw the reaction bite.
Yeah, and draw the reaction.
I'm all about it, man.
Corey, fishing a slug.
Patience is important, though. I can see that side of it, too.
Oh, it's good times. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. All this great talk from Dave Everham from the Tomahawk. And, Doug, appreciate you joining us.
Well, yeah, eventually. Thank you.
All right. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices. Great service and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top of the line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Doug, I think you nailed on a perfect one right now. So many people are talking about gear and getting geared up and seeing all this yellowfin start to enter the count. I know Dave's last trip, they caught a bunch of those real big grade fish, but there's been a lot of that school-sized bluefin around. And with school-sized fish and lure eaters, I don't know that there's ever been a reel that Shimano made better for casting for everybody across the board than Tranks.
No, and that Tranks 500 in particular for the conditions we have now, most people can cast that thing well without getting a backlash. It has centrifugal brakes. It's got a level wind so that when you're turning the handle on a jig that needs some attention in the way that you work it, you don't have to worry about piling the line on straight. Also, what causes backlashes is when your line piles up in the middle or on the side, That line will fall off on the next cast. You never have that with the Tranx 500. And then that series goes right on down to the 400, the 300, and the 200. And, I mean, I've seen fish, you know, 50-pound tuna caught on a Tranx 400. I've caught 30-pound yellowtail on that reel. It's just, they're just amazing little powerhouses. And the fact that we can put Spectra, you get enough line for the fishery that you're participating in.
It's a great point that Tranx 400, especially in a, you know, small boat scenario, such a good reel for fishing that small Colt Sniper, small stick bait. You can cast it a mile. And is it the right reel? Like, if somebody came into Fisherman's Landing Tackle Store saying, I want a reel for a 50-pound bluefin, a Tranx 400 is not the reel you're going to sell them. However, how nice it is to know that when you hook that fish, you've got plenty of gears and guts, and that thing's not going anywhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're fishing this yellowfin a little bit now, and if the fish are 20 pounds and you throw something out there on your 400 and that 50 pounder grabs it, you've got confidence you can get that fish.
No doubt about it. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer. That's the Shimano Tranx. For more information, check out fishshimano.com. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and we're just having a great time talking off air right there and talking about the tuna fishing going on right now and what's happening. Super stoked to have Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk and some great conversation, and appreciate Doug Kern joining us too. And you want to join us, 213-432-1090, that's the telephone number, or you can text us via the app. Lots of cool texts coming through too.
You got it. Right now it's time for the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting out there, and it's time for tuna in SoCal. And if you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing bites. The Nautilus circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 all the way up through a 6-0, and when big fish are on the bite, the Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized, and it comes in both a ringed or a non-ringed version. You can see them at your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. We're going to start off our catch report up at Dana War Sport Fishing. We have the man, Captain Brian Woolley, standing by. What's up, Woolley?
Morning, Brian.
Yo, what's happening, guys? Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing great, man. I know we heard some great fishing at Dana Wharf last week, and anxious to see if we're keeping the ball rolling.
With the water warm?
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, water did warm up, Corey. We had like 67 to 69 here finally across the beach yesterday, so it was good to see some of that. And as you know what that means, that bass action perked up with that warmer water for both our half day and our three quarter day guys. So
that's great.
Classic fly line bait approach has, you know, been very good this week. We've had some anchovy and sardine in our receivers, so it's been perfect for that. And lots of opportunities for those guys on the artificial stuff too. The hard baits, the rubber lures, all that stuff was catching fish. So guys fishing like 12 to 25 pound line kind of has you covered well for both applications. We had a few halibut in the mix this week, a couple local yellows in the count too this week, but plenty of action to keep us busy and catching fish on both those half and three quarter day trips. Over at Catalina, the fishing was good there too. The Fury and the Clemente were over there this week. Just more good bass fishing, some bonito in some zones, some shots at some yellowtail. Some of that yellowtail that was caught there this week was like that 12 to 25 pound stuff. So good grade of yellow over there. Catchable, if you can get it through the sea lion kind of a deal. But good shots over there. Over at Clemente, the Fury had more good yellowtail fishing this week on both the live bait and on the jigs, both surface iron and the yo-yo iron. That fish ranged again from that 10 to 25 pound. They had a charter group over there. They had, I think, 14 of those yellowtail yesterday, along with really good bonito fishing and bass action there too. And then offshore in that tuna zone, Christian on the Lexi had some nice bluefin and yellowfin for his passengers earlier in the beginning of the week. And then he too got in on some of that yellowtail over there at Clemente as well. So we had boats everywhere this week, both, you know, on the beach, at the islands, and offshore. So, like you're saying, Ricky, I think we're going to have it roll through here to this next week with more killer weather and a more good opportunity. So we're hoping to get out there. And after, I know the new San Mateo has a all-day trip on the books. That's our Delta there. It's limited to 12 anglers. I think he's fishing offshore on Saturday, so that's a guaranteed go trip. So if someone wants to jump on a cool platform with good tackle and check out that new rig that we have here to offer at the landing, Saturday would be a good opportunity. You can call the landing and get all that info. Our number here, 949-496-5794, or you can also check us out on the web at danawerf.com.
You know, we talked about that when you were on the show, that, you know, it's mostly a high-end charter boat, so there's not a lot of options to go fishing on that beautiful rig there in an open party platform. So what a great time to do it with fish biting and a limited load. What a cool trip that's going to be.
Yeah, it'll be a cool opportunity, you know, to kind of see what that boat can do. You know, all day, being able to get out to where you need to at, you know, 20 to 25 knots, you got some range on that thing, so. We'll see what they do on Saturday. Something to look forward to report back to you next week.
I like it, Willie. We'll look forward to that, and we'll talk to you then.
All right, boys. Keep it rolling. We'll catch you next. Yeah.
Appreciate that. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, to join us, another fun text came through. It says, for Captain Dave, this is all about live bait hooks. Do you prefer offset or not, circle hooks or J? I know a lot of live bait hooks have an offset point. Does that make a difference in hookup success? Does it make you snag in the fish's guts more? What's the intent of the offset design? That was all from Norman in San Diego.
Okay. God, what we have imprinted in you just throughout, you know, any workload is it's yellowtail, J-hooks, tuna, circle hooks, and it's just imprinted in us. So for the offset, I think it's a little twist that I don't think it does negative. I think it's can do good when applied, but I think by chance all the ones that we have in our Plano hook box are the straight, not the offset.
Okay.
But circle hook, 100% for tuna. It's just huge. It's for one of those gigs for you might not always lose a fish with a J hook, but when you lose it, it's because of the J hook because, you know, you get a deep gut hook or like that and get chewed up because tuna have teeth. You roll your finger there, there's teeth.
Or even pull a hook a little bit easier too.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, you might, you know, pull the hook on a circle hook well, but it's for the best insurance policy, that circle hook.
And obviously, most of us know the purpose of a circle hook, but there's probably some listeners that don't understand, right? I mean, the whole idea of a circle hook is
corner of the mouth.
The corner of the mouth, and you're not getting chewed off by the teeth of a bluefin or a yellowfin, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love using J hooks for that small, small grade and, you know, setting the hook and, you know, putting on a show, but definitely steering more towards pretty much strictly circle hooks only for tuna.
When we hear about guys talking about it's stealthy and tough to get a bite and downsizing and using a smaller hook, how does that come into play? Like, when do you, you know, when do you do that if you're on the Tomahawk and, like, when do you decide to fish a little bit smaller of a hook? And then lastly, do you ever start to get a point where your hook is not as much in your favor because you're having a more difficult time pinning a bait on? Like, what do you think about those kinds of things?
That is the down is for circle hooks. It is tough to, you know, because I butt hook a lot when we're on these bluefin plunkers. But it has been hard to get a bite, even though they're boiling around. So
they're bluefin.
Downsizing. But, I mean, granted, there has been some big sardines. So I'm doing a size one for these six-inch, seven-inch sardines, just kind of to match the hash and even be a little more discreet with that hook size. But I've been definitely fishing the smaller note of these hooks. But, again, you know, there's these big ones around, so it's kind of that, you know, pick your poison, how stealth you want to go, but making sure you have the adequate size for the tuna swimming around.
Perfect. All right. Good info. Well, hey, Norm, appreciate the text.
It's a good one for sure. We got our surf guru on the line, man. My favorite report of the week, Mr. Gundy Gunderson. Good morning.
What's up, Gundy?
What's going on, guys? How's it going?
Everything's great, man. The summer's here. We're catching bluefins, tackle's rolling. Everything's good, buddy.
Corvina or Biden?
Well, I'm going to do my part this week. It's just, you know, we got 70-degree water starting to, you know, especially on that southern stuff. And, I mean, it's really going. It's been a late bloomer, but now it's really coming all together. Very good fishing this week. Strong tides. Warming water up to 70 degrees. We got a full moon tomorrow, and with it, 4 days of grunion run. So you combine all these elements. And that's where we're at. You know, the big news was is the spot fin fishing. We had some giant spots in. The Corbina fishing, solid 3 to 4 pound fish. And then up north, lots of halibut. I mean, lots of halibut. 18 to 25 inch fish. Not the bigger ones we've seen here in the spring, but just good numbers of fish. And if you just wanted to go out with the kids or something and get them a halibut, that's the way to do it. Hook, line, sinker reported big numbers of halibut in the surf line. Most fish from 20 to 25 inches. Drop shot flukes, flash minnows doing the job. East Beach, graveyards, good stretches there. A few short and just legal sea bass also in the mix. And they posted a 9 pound striper taken at Carpinteria. Wiley's reported good mixed bag fishing in the reef, bass, shallow water rock cod, a few cabazon in there. But the top catch off Malibu there was an 8 pound, 8 ounce spot fin croaker taken on a fresh shucked mussel. That is a giant fish. Big Fish also reported halibut catches on Cherry Beach. That stretch has been hot, and they keep getting fish off there. Two fish in the 30-inch class this week. Cherry Berry, Ghost Pattern, Flash Minnows doing the job. Good croaker action off Surfside and Bolsa Chica there. Hogan's reported warm waters, lots of Corbina, 4 pound, 2 ounce fish taken off Salt Creek there on a sand crab, and good fishing from the San Clemente Pier down to State Park. Lots of fishing there, the guys report. And then finally, Pacific Coast, they've wrapped up their croaker derby. 7 pound, 1 ounce spot fin wins that derby. Good croaker fishing all along this stretch. And then the Corbina action, very good with 70 degree water. They checked in a 19 inch fish yesterday. Just terrific fishing. And, you know, that, just a factoid, that 8.5 pound spot fin measured 23¾ inches.
Wow.
So if you just hold out 23¾ inches, that's a hog.
That's a big one.
What's the more desirable, an 8 pound spot fin or a 6 pound Corbina? Like, what's the higher prize there for you and for Gundy?
I don't know. For myself, either one really would probably hold the same magnitude.
Sure.
What about you, Gundy?
Yeah, I think a 7 pound plus spot fin's a lifetime fish, really.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a big one. But a 6 pound Corbina is kind of the same, right?
Right there too. Those are two wall hangers.
And where does the surf striper fit into that mix?
Oh my god! You know what? I've been fortunate enough locally to catch a 19 pounder, but I'd be stoked with a 3 or 4 pound.
Sure. Anyone that's got stripes is
and it's crazy, Gundy, because we're hearing a lot about stripers this year and halibut.
Yeah.
You know? I mean that's and you mentioned fluke style fishing. I've been fishing the 7 inch slug on the weighted Gamakatsu 7-0. And it is it's a crazy scenario. Like,
that's a lot of lure to be fishing from the surf.
Well, wrap your mind around how big are grunion?
Sure.
6 to 7 inch. Done. End of the story. We'll match the hat.
And that almost fishes like, you know, like the glide baits that are so popular in the freshwater fishing.
So that's exactly what it is. Listen, on the weighted hook, it actually will glide at a 45 degree angle. It doesn't go head down. So you can work it in the surf. You can wind it in 2-3 feet, and then it glides to the left. One little 1 inch twitch, and it's gliding 2 feet to the right.
That's cool.
It's like
a subsurface Zara spook.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
You got Corey fired up, Gundy.
Dude, I'm ready to bite it.
Technicalities.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
always love this report. It's my favorite of the week. And I don't know how you put it all together, but you put a lot of work in all week to put this report together. Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of contacts. And, you know, I'm getting to be a geezer. So now even my buddies' kids are fishing and sending me photos and stuff, you know, so it's a cool network.
What about your writing? You do some awesome writing too. Any current articles or anything we should be looking at?
Right now, actually, I'm working on a piece for Kramer over at Pacific Coast Sport Fishing. Yeah, actually, he asked me to do a piece. It's kind of a unique subject. Fishing, in fact, I was thinking about calling you, Corey, about this, but you know, how tides affect fishing offshore, inshore, and obviously we know how it affects fishing in the bays and things like that. But there are effects offshore, and there's effects in the kelp bed and when you're bass fishing, and I'm sure you can speak to that. But, yeah, that's what we're working on right now.
That's like that's good cool. times for sure.
Yeah, look forward to that.
Gundy, look forward to your report next week and look forward to your next article there in Pacific Coast Sport Fishing.
Yeah, we'll ring you up and we'll talk about that, Corey, how tides affect the cool. calico bass fishing.
Gundy,
all right, gentlemen, great show. Always enjoy it. Love to be a part of it.
Thanks, Gundy.
Call it good times. Thank you, Gundy.
All right.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. That does conclude our surf report. And for all your surf fishing tackle needs, check out surffishtackle.com or fishthesurf.com. I think they're both kind of the same, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Right?
We got more.
Bill Varney.
You got it, man. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Costa is introducing its new Pro Series. This high-performance sunglass series includes Costa's legacy frame styles for a finely tuned fit with minimal light intrusion. Each Pro Series frame is designed with vented, adjustable nose pads, sweat channels, and side shields for improved comfort while on the water. Combined with Costa's 580 polarized lens technology, the new Pro Series allows captains, guides, and anglers to see what's out there. Visit your local Costa dealer or visit us online at CostaSunglasses.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.